Hello, my name is Mike Guerin, and I'm the Carroll County District 4 Commissioner here in Carroll County, Maryland. Thank you for joining me for my podcast this week, and it's going to be a little different. I have chosen to review a book that was published back in 2011 by a noted political scientist by the name of James Payne. He's written a lot of different books, but this particular book caught my attention. I read it, it resonated, and I've never forgotten it. The title of the book is Six Political Illusions. Six Political Illusions, a primer on government for idealists fed up with history repeating itself. What I like about this book is, number one, it's fairly short, but it's also very much to the point. He lists six illusions that I think permeate through society today. I think it's much more difficult to break through some of these illusions because these ideas, if you will, because they're so solidified, whether it's people learning them at a young age, or you're getting these through the media, or in politics in general. These illusions, I think, will resonate with you in that people need to be aware of them, and people need to understand that they are, in fact, illusions and ideas that don't work. So what are those six political illusions that we're going to discuss, particularly the first one, the philanthropic illusion? The idea that government has money of its own. The voluntary illusion, the impulse to want to believe that government action is based on force. The illusion of the frictionless state, that's the idea that the state can transfer resources with negligible overhead cost. The materialistic illusion, that money alone buys public policy results. We know that's not true. The watchful eye illusion, the idea that the government has greater knowledge and wisdom than the public. And lastly, the sixth illusion, the illusion of government preeminence, the belief that the government is the only problem-solving institute in society. As you hear me read these six political illusions by James Payne, you might think to yourself, anybody with common sense would know that those are in fact illusions and ideas that don't work in reality, but not so fast. They seem to be, like I mentioned, very much a part of our society now, and we're going to spend time over the next couple minutes talking about the first illusion, the philanthropic illusion, the idea that government has money of its own. But before we do that, I want to talk about the cover of the book, which I find interesting, not just the words inside of it. The cover of the book is actually a reproduction of an 1842 painting by Thomas Cole, and it gives a visual analogy of the entire book and its point. In the painting, there's a young man in a boat on a river, and he's entranced by this vision in the sky. The vision in the sky is this gleaming, beautiful temple. It looks a little bit like the Taj Mahal, perhaps. But unfortunately, he's seeing this vision, which is not real. It's an illusion. Unfortunately, he's oblivious to the reality that the boat will soon go over a waterfall unless he gives up the apparition and grasps the truth confronting him. It's an excellent depiction of what we see in America today, particularly modern America, and the challenges that confront us. So let's talk for a few minutes about what's inside the book, and let's talk about this first political illusion, which I find them all fascinating, but this one in particular, the philanthropic illusion, the idea that government has money of its own. In fact, that is certainly not the case. Government does not have money of its own. It taxes you and then takes that money and hopefully spends it wisely, and is not participating in redistribution of it just for the sake of politics. So in other words, any government does not have any money of its own. That is a fact. Any money that it has to spend has to be first taken or taxed away from citizens. And this process of taking can actually injure people in the activities forced to give up its funds. So taxation, we don't realize it, but maybe it's taking away money from the fine arts, from education, from science. Once you realize that government's giving or spending has to be counterbalanced by taking, i.e. taxation, you become a little less enthusiastic about government spending programs. You know, most people perceive that a generous philanthropist capable of helping good causes and needy individuals, that is a fantastic thing, and those exist. But that's not the business the United States government is in, and it's not the business the government should be in. That's certainly how people, particularly at a young age, may perceive government. And what frightens me and what concerns me most is I think the current generation of younger people seem to think that in their minds that that's what the government is there for. It's to give. But as they grow older and mature, all we can hope is that this perspective becomes a bit more sophisticated and that they realize that the government has to raise money through taxation, and they become aware of the fact that the taxes have to come from their paychecks. What Mr. Payne is telling us in this particular chapter of the Six Political Illusions, when he's talking about the philanthropic illusion, is that it's wrong to view government services and payments and subsidies as simple benefits. There's nothing simple about them. You shouldn't view them as simple benefits that make a country a better place. One has to factor in the harm they inflict by raising the funds to pay for those benefits. And that taxes drain resources from idealistic charities, innovative companies, educational institutions, even art galleries, book publishers, and practically every other worthwhile human activity. James Payne, in his book, Six Political Illusions, makes a very, very strong case for that argument. You can see why and how this particular book fascinated me when I read it, because it truly identifies some key factors that dictate how our political world operates, how our public policy world in the United States operates, if you can say that public policy is as much a part of what's going on in the country as it should. I happen to think that politics, we all know, rules the day, unfortunately, but more unfortunately than that, it seems as though good public policy, which is what every elected official should be aspiring to, is really on life support in the United States. The COVID lockdowns and the draconian measures that were taken is a great example of that fact. Public policy needs to be something that is focused on good intentions and good results. And we seem to be missing that today in our political world. So that is what the author, James Payne, and the Six Political Illusions identifies as the philanthropic illusion. That's what we were just discussing. And again, it's the false notion that government has its own money. Most politicians, and certainly majority of those elected to represent Maryland in Congress and in the Maryland Senate and General Assembly, would disagree. They would say that the money collected is theirs, and they'll decide what to do with it best. Their hope is that these six illusions continue as part of the status quo, and that voters remain ignorant to what government can actually achieve and what it cannot, what government is and what it is not. Take a moment to consider what this book is telling us. It's a short read, but one that is worthwhile, both as a tool and as something you can use for instruction for those around you, young and old. Thanks for joining me for this week's different and perhaps unique podcast, and I will see you next time.